I believe in the power of fire. Flames have the ability to consume anything it comes in contact with. However, a fire also has an ability that is not always seen by humans. I see past the blazing flames and see how fires bring people together. Over the summer, I worked at a boys' camp in the woods, and I had to make many fires to cook meals for us. The first night, everyone in our cabin would collect wood for the fire while I got it started. At first, it was a slow and tedious process, but eventually, a smile crept onto everyone's face as they saw the wood they had collected begin to catch fire and start to burn. We made aluminum foil packets for our dinner containing carrots, onions, potatoes, and a hamburger, and set them in the fire to cook. As we waited around the burning coals cooking our dinner, we would talk with each other, play games, and really get to know each other. The next night, we went on an overnight campout and went through the same process, but this time we cooked hot dogs on a stick over an open flame. Even though it was only the third day, the atmosphere was of guys who had been together for years. I cherish those memories I have around campfires, cooking hot dogs and burning our marshmallows. Once the bright orange hue of the flames began to dim, the campers settled in to hear the pointless stories I would tell as they fell asleep around the crackling charred embers left of the fire. A gateway to memories and relationships forged by fire will not soon be forgotten. Campfires make for a great bonding time with fun and excitement, but fires that burn down buildings can be a whole different story. On Saturday, January 13th, 2007, I was in my church parking lot, helplessly watching the flames leaping from the roof. The resonant, piercing sound of the continuous fire alarm, mixed with the clanging of sirens and the popping of the raging inferno that was once my church home, seemed to signal a devastating setback to our congregation. However, the next morning, we all huddled together on the back lot of the church property, gazing at the charred remains of the building, with smoke continuing to billow from somewhere inside. As we stood in awe of the destructive image placed before us, hope arrived in the form of a neighboring church community. A caravan of cars drove up and people got out of their vehicles to join us through the long road of recovery ahead. Something as traumatic as a building being destroyed was really bringing together a community that was set apart by differences. I believe fire sparks unity among individuals. Through the momentous times of bonding around a campfire, or through difficult times of devastation and recovery, fire forces us to become stronger together. Fire works in mysterious ways.